Well, Equal Education is also due to be protesting. They were supposed to start at 11. That's now been moved to 12:30. And they're concerned about government placing less importance on education when deciding how to spend its money. Jane Borman is the Equal Education Parliamentary Officer on the line now. Jane, thank you very much for your time today. We know that Minister Mboweni in the past has announced that government would reduce education funding every year for the next 3 years. And I imagine this is your point of contention here.
Yes, thanks for having me on. We are greatly concerned with what will potentially be announced today in the budget speech. Our concern is that Minister Mboweni will carry through with his promise to make these drastic cuts to basic education. COVID-19 saw about 2.1 billion cuts from basic education in total, with most of that coming from school infrastructure. Obviously, this has had serious effects for learners across the country, and we are deeply worried about the long-term effects of deprioritizing basic education.
I see that almost 2,000 school infrastructure projects have been stopped or delayed in the 2021 financial year. Very concerning when you want to get the economy going, but also long-term in terms of improving education and the infrastructure around it.
Yes, we really feel that basic education is at a breaking point. Already, the basic education system is seriously burdened by a lack of good infrastructure that includes water, that includes sanitation. And if anything, COVID-19 actually showed us the importance of making sure that basic education has this infrastructure. Many of the issues we saw with reopening schools was precisely because not enough money had been invested into building sanitation, water at every school. So we are worried that essentially it's a counterproductive measure to now cut money from school infrastructure at a time when we see the necessity of it. And also it is a way of creating jobs in an economy that is obviously struggling to cope with the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, Jane, thank you very much. That's Jane Borman, the Equal Education Parliamentary Officer. They want Tito Mboweni to ensure that basic education funding grows, also that the provincial education departments use the public money efficiently. Of course, we've had that story with what's happened in Gauteng and how it was mismanaged and spent on COVID procurement. So that really is an area of concern. What will Tito Mboweni say?